This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Thierry Gidey. Two Iowa farms will be the centerpiece of a U.S. beef marketing campaign in Japan. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
What a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Chance and Shane Weiss on their 1904 fifth generation Hereford farm were the first one featured. Shane shared the story of their farm and acknowledged the rare opportunity to communicate directly with Japanese consumer.
We got our first Herefords in 1904, and we started raising our own registered Herefords in 1912, actually. So we are century Hereford breeders, which is something we're very proud of. It's our obligation to tell our story, right? We hope we do a good job. But I can't say Chance and I love just being in front of a camera, quite honestly. It's a little intimidating. I mean, it's not something we take lightly, obviously. I think it's fulfilling to get to tell our story.
His brother Chance followed up by highlighting the farm commitment to running their operation in the most ethical way possible.
We as agriculturalists and beef producers, you know, we want to produce a premium product as ethically as we possibly can while taking care of the environment. There's a lot of good to be had in this industry, and I think it's our duty and obligation to tell that story and share that story for the greater good.
The second farm was a feedlot near Carroll, Iowa, operated by Tim Puttens alongside his son Chandler. Tim shared optimistic thought on why their beef will have a great success among Japanese consumers. I'm Thierry Gidey, reporting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.